What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Welcome to episode 146 of A Gal and a Gay. We are the Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about the 90th Annual Academy Awards, which will air Sunday, March 4th on ABC, hosted again by Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sure that'll be good.
Yeah, he did a great job last year.
Yeah. And there's so much to talk about this year.
So much to talk about.
It's going
to
be a lot.
We've seen almost every...
Yeah, we've seen a lot of them.
Single movie. The only one that I have not seen is the Daniel Day-Lewis one.
Phantom Thread. Did you see Lady Bird?
I did.
How would you think?
I really liked it.
Yeah?
I really, really liked it. So I've seen, again, everything except... Phantom Thread.
A lot of these movies will be out for rental this week, like Lady Bird and Three Billboards. And so if you haven't seen them, you can go and rent them on iTunes or whatever.
Nice.
Or and, Redbox, wherever you get them from.
And they're also, some of them are, most of them, all of them are still in theaters as well.
Right.
AMC keeps them around until after.
Yeah, and they do their big couple weekends, they do their Best Picture Showcase, so.
Yeah. Again, Phantom Thread was the only one I hadn't seen. I really wish that Tonya had gotten in there.
Me too.
For Best Picture.
It was so good and just different and quirky and funny. You know, yeah, I really wish I had too. Because Margot Robbie was great, and so was Allison Janney and everybody. Sebastian Stan. The whole cast was great. And
it was a... I mean, it was obviously a take on something that has happened in real life,
right,
but it was sort of a dark comedy kind of thing, but yet it gave you a totally different perspective on what happened with Tonya Harding back in the 90s and the Olympics. And, you know, a lot of people, and I remember going into this thinking, oh, I don't want to feel sorry for her, you know, she did a terrible thing. But again, it gives you a different perspective, and, you know, the way... you grow up in the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just can't escape it.
Right.
And it will take you down with it.
Yeah. It was, I mean, I really loved that movie. It was great. Mm-hmm. So.
And we'll talk a little bit more about Allison Janney as we go through our, who we think will win and who
we would like
to win.
Right.
But there are some fun Oscar facts I found. Excuse me.
It's okay.
All right. So the first one is, do you know who the youngest Oscar is?
Tatum O'Neal,
yeah.
For Paper Moon?
Did you already look at this?
No, I actually knew
that. Wow, look at you. So it was...
I'm not sure why I know that, but I do.
Yeah, so that was the first one, Tatum O'Neal, for Paper
Moon.
How old was she?
She
was 10.
10. Mm-hmm.
Back in 1973.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you never saw Wonder, did you?
No, not yet. I haven't seen it yet, no.
So good. I wish he was up for...
I'm trying to think of who else, other kids who have won Oscars. And I know Anna Paquin won one for...
Oh, yeah.
What is that movie? When she was, like, little.
Tiny.
Yeah, tiny.
Well, Kirsten Dunst, wasn't she up for...
Yeah, I think she was up
for
Interview the Vampire.
God, that is one of my favorite.
Love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Yeah,
yep.
I agree. Yeah.
So many. Okay, so we went from youngest, so let's go to oldest. We have Christopher Plummer.
Oh, I love Christopher Plummer.
He won in 2010 for Beginners. He won Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Beginners in 2010, and he was the oldest person to win an Oscar that time. He was 82, and I guess if he wins this year,
he'll also break another record? Yeah.
Yeah, for
82.
All the money. 82. So,
God, and he's still alive.
So he's 90.
He's 90. Wow. Gosh.
Well, my dad's 88.
Well,
he turns 88.
That's true.
On March 2nd.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, yeah, I just...
Okay, all right.
Wow, I just never knew. I just never realized Christopher Plummer was that old.
Me either.
And he is fantastic. So
yeah, he is. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about his supporting role and all that a little bit later. But let's move on to keeping it in the family. So what Oscar winner, and I just found this out, also who again, was an Oscar winner, and her parents were also Oscar winners? That would be Miss Liza Minnelli.
Well, so yeah, so that's a picture of Liza Minnelli. Mm-hmm. So Judy Garland and...
Yeah, and her father, Vincent Minnelli.
Oh.
Vicente. Huh. Vicente Minnelli. Oh. He won for Best Director for Gigi in 1958. But of course, Judy Garland won in 39, and then Liza won in 72
for Cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I never saw Cabaret.
I didn't either.
I had a friend who was in Cabaret.
Like the movie or just the stage production?
No, just the stage production.
Yeah.
And now she's the one who was in Westworld, Diana.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I still need to talk to her about getting on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting. Especially since we've been talking a lot about Westworld.
Yeah.
Outside of the podcast today.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, so the first Academy Awards was actually, it was just a private dinner of about 270 people, and it was presented in 1929 at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in L.A.
Hmm.
But the Academy Awards started in 1927, but it wasn't something like this.
Like this, like you're right, yeah.
You're expecting. So the first, like, big awards, that was just a private dinner, so I think it was interesting. Also, the Catherine Bigelow became the first woman in history to win the Best Director Award for her film, The Hurt Locker.
Mm-hmm.
So, and...
Was that 2009?
2009.
God!
Mm-hmm. And we do have, I think, the only female... Actually, yeah, I don't know why I'm pretending like there's another female in this group of directors this year.
Right.
But Greta Gerwig is the only one. And there was a lot of talk whether or not she was even going to get a nomination.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get a nomination
for the Golden Globes. And I think a lot of people were really upset
absolutely. That's bullshit.
That, and that Patty Jenkins wasn't nominated for Wonder Woman either, which I agree. I mean, that movie was great. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
But I hope that we are going to see, and I was really kind of hoping that Patty Jenkins would get a shout out or at least a nomination for Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was completely shut out. And I have a feeling that it has to do with just the DC universe in general.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so. Okay. Katharine Hepburn won a record four Best Actress Oscars for the first one on Golden Pond, which that was one of the first movies I sort of remember seeing. My parents went over to their friend's house and they watch it. It's super sad. Yeah. Super duper sad.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually the last one she won. The first one she won was for Morning Glory in 1933. Then the next one was in 67 for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And the third one in 1968, so the very next year, The Lion in Winter. And then finally Golden Pond in 81. So... And this is very interesting, and I've looked this up before, just because The Midnight Cowboy, which was back in 69, was an X-rated movie.
It was X-rated?
X-rated.
Really?
The only X-rated film to win Best Picture.
I didn't know it was X-rated.
Right?
I don't think I've ever seen Midnight Cowboy, honestly, but...
No, and I think... I'm going to do a little Google search real quick. but I think it's because they showed a penis.
Oh!
I think so.
Wow. In the 60s. 69, you said?
Yes.
Oh.
Nudity.
Oh.
Prostitution. And
homosexuality.
That was shocking.
Right, right.
In 1969. That's X worthy.
Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, there you go.
And I still don't think there's enough penis in film.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
God.
Right.
As many boobs as we see.
Right, exactly. Full frontal ladies all the time, but can't show a penis.
Yep. So we're talking about Katharine Hepburn. So Meryl Streep has been nominated 18 times.
And she's nominated again, right?
She's nominated again this year for The Post. And she has won two Best Actress Oscars for Sophie's Choice in 83 and then The Iron Lady in 2012. And she does have three because she won one Best Supporting Actress for Kramer versus Kramer, and that was in 1980. Oh. So her very first one was a supporting role in 1980. And we know Meryl is a legend.
It's Meryl.
No matter how many, no matter if she never wins another one, she will. She doesn't need it.
She doesn't need it. Exactly.
Okay, so the longest film to win the Best Picture Award, this one does not surprise me. I probably could have guessed it. Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
234 minutes.
It's a long one.
Substantial. I remember watching it in, in class in high school. And
we
watched
it. Yeah, we watched it. My mom made us watch it. This and Giant, which is another one with, I think, Liz Taylor and James Dean, set in Texas. Anyway, but yeah, I remember it's a two tape, movie.
Oh my gosh, two tapes.
Two tape movie.
Awesome. Two tapes. God. And I mean, that wasn't that long ago.
I know.
Was it? Okay. So we talked about the youngest person to win an Oscar, but at 29, Adrian Brody became the youngest actor to win Best Actor. Tatum was female at 10, and then Best Actor.
Wow, that's kind of crazy that 29 is the youngest.
Right.
That's kind of crazy. Do you ever see The Pianist? Is that what it's called?
I
remember seeing it, but I don't know if I finished it because it was so sad.
I feel like I started it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about Golden Pond on
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda. 76, Henry Fonda became the oldest actor to present a Best Actor Award.
But do you want to say?
The Christopher Plummer.
The Christopher Plummer won the Best Actor?
At 76, he became the first. Oh, what is going on, MSNBC? Let's go back. That's what I thought.
We're getting confused. Okay, we're getting these facts from MSNBC or MSN News, and they're getting everything.
Oh, supporting actor.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Plummer was supporting actor.
Supporting actor. So Henry Fonda was...
Maybe I said that, but I really
I don't remember either.
Okay.
So, and then Henry Fonda's oldest actor.
Oldest actor.
Okay.
Again, I will say, because I have met Henry Fonda, that he is not far off from the character he plays on Golden
Really?
He is a very... grumpy old man.
Is he still alive, Henry Fonda? No, he's dead, right? Yeah.
But so shit. So he was, when I met him, he was in his 80s. He was in his late 80s. So okay. All right, I'll give that to him. I'll let it go. But he was
You get to a certain age, doesn't really matter anymore, I guess.
That's true. The Godfather Part 2 is the only sequel to have won a Best Picture Award. And I have not seen one of them.
I mean, I watched them when I was a kid. I remember.
But I don't remember.
Like, I don't really remember.
I don't count that.
And I don't really want to. I know. They're like cinematic masterpieces.
I know. There's some. Remember when we were sitting around with Cindy and Sean Edwards and all that?
Oh, yeah.
We were like, okay.
Right. What's the movie that
you don't want to admit?
That you haven't seen? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know which one yours
Avatar.
Is.
Avatar.
But the Godfather movies, that's mine. I need to just put it on my list.
I know.
Let's do it.
I remember watching it as a kid, but I don't remember anything about it. And I just don't remember. I don't know. Mob stuff doesn't really interest me.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay, so Cate Blanchett was the first actress to win an Academy Award for playing another Academy Award winner when she played Katharine Hepburn in The Aviator, which was...
She won an Oscar for that? I don't remember that. I saw that movie.
I saw that movie too, but I don't
remember. I don't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really unimpressionable, honestly, in my opinion. But
right. And we know Sidney Poitier was the first
black man.
African American to win an award for Best Actor.
Catherine Zeta-Jones won for Chicago, which... Chicago is still one of my favorite, all-time favorite movies.
It really is.
It is
so
good.
Good.
She is amazing in it. Renee's, everybody, I can't get enough of it.
Even Richard Gere. So good.
The music, everything about it. I just
The way they put together. It and I have so seen much. Chicago on stage, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, for that movie. It's,
yeah, they did great. And Queen Latifah's in
it. Right, it's just, it is so good. I saw that movie like 3 times in the theater when it came out.
I think I saw it at least twice.
Because I worked at the movie theater. I worked at the movie theater when it came out. And so I saw it a bunch. And I just loved it. Anyway, so good. I still love it. Yeah.
Marlee Matlin became the first deaf actress to win an Oscar for the film Children of a Lesser God. That was back in 1987.
I don't think I ever saw that.
And Jack Nicholson is the most nominated male actor with 12.
Okay.
So
okay,
it doesn't say how many he's won, but yeah, definitely. He's
won 12. Several. Yes.
So anyway, so that's some fun Oscar facts that you can throw around trivia. At your Oscar watch party.
Biggest winner still Titanic. Wait, Ben-Hur, Titanic, Lord of the Rings.
The Return of the King.
So good. Each winning 11 Oscars.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's another one. Yeah. Oh, and of course Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
Being awarded that.
Posthumously.
For The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight. And actually, I was just talking with someone about The Dark Knight and how bad... How the third one just wasn't that great. And apparently I almost said Tim Burton, but that's not the right Batman franchise. But Christopher Nolan had said he had enough
footage of
Heath Ledger that they could have included him in the last one. Even from a just, you know, from just, because the Joker was still out there, like. You know, that those are one of the... It's kind of like the Carrie Fisher situation that Star Wars has found themselves in.
Right.
What do you do? And I think, really, the only answer is that you put her in digitally. Even just for a little bit. Even just... Because here's
the thing. I don't know how they get around it.
How do you get around it? How the hell do you get around it?
Yeah, how? I don't know.
Because it was building to the fact that she never had a scene with Kylo. Never.
No. And again, I don't think we're done with Rey's parents' story.
So, people. So the novelization. Did you read anything? So the novelization, they said that wasn't coming out until March. So it's not coming out till March, and it expands on some things. So apparently, Luke told the caretakers that Rey was his niece in it. And apparently Luke has a wife.
Oh!
Yeah, from between Return of the Jedi and whatever. These are just people that have grabbed, they started posting things, and that he apparently had a wife at one point.
Oh!
So there could be children out there, which there fucking should be. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're not going to have Rey, I mean, that to me blows my mind. But anyway, he told the caretakers that Rey was his niece. So, and there are other little things that will... So, it's interesting. Okay, now this makes sense why the novelization... And the novelization is canon. So...
Right.
So, yeah. And there's a Han Solo funeral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't want to include the movie for...
Right.
Other purposes of timing and storytelling. So, anyway, again, sorry. We can easily get sidetracked with Star Wars stuff. Because I'm still not over it. Yeah, and I only, again, I'll stop in a second. But I only saw it twice in the theater. I did go back and watch it twice. And that is...
I know.
That's not a thing.
Right, exactly. We should go watch it again, because I've only seen it once, so...
Yeah. I didn't like it any better. I mean, it's still Star Wars, but...
Yeah.
I forwarded you that video.
Yes.
Of how...
Which would have been so much better.
So much better. Yeah.
Yeah, there were some really funny moments in it, too. But, yeah.
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 Anyway. All right, back to the Oscars. Let's get to our list. Okay, so let's go down. Let's start with director.
Director.
Do you think...
Okay.
Will win... And who do you think should win?
All right, so here's the nominees for Best Director. We have Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Jordan Peele for Get Out, Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird, Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread, and then Guillermo del Toro, The Shape of Water. So who do I think's gonna win? I think it's going to be Guillermo or Christopher Nolan. Who do I want to win? Jordan Peele. Just because I think mm-hmm. it would be such a cool thing, given that movie was so good.
So good.
You know, and it's so different than all the other movies. Mm-hmm. And it would just be an amazing, amazing thing.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So,
what do you think?
That is kind of what I had as well.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say, I really like Dunkirk.
Yeah, and I really liked, I mean, I liked The Shape of Water, too. It was a beautiful movie.
Again, beautiful movie. I just don't know if it's director-worthy. But Dunkirk, I think, was. mm-hmm. I absolutely... It's a great movie. And it's one of those that it leaves you with something. Mm-hmm. Shape of Water did not do that mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. Get Out left me with something. Mm-hmm. Lady Bird, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, hadn't seen The Phantom Thread. But Dunkirk and Get Out, I think mm-hmm. I would really, I would be happy. Again, it's going to be Shape of Water more than likely.
I bet it will be.
Because the Academy.
Or Dunkirk or Phantom Thread. You know, it's going to be something that's
predictable. I don't think Phantom Thread, I don't think it's gotten much buzz. People yeah, I don't really think don't so know either, about it.
Right.
The only thing but they it know just is seems Daniel like, Day-Lewis thinks right. that that's his last
and
film,
it looks,
and it's not.
It looks like one of those films the Academy loves, though. Right. That's the only reason I say that. And it's Paul Thomas Anderson, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. I would hope that they choose somebody else over that.
I would think of any of them, Get Out.
Like, yeah, right. Like, think outside the box, Academy. Give somebody...
Mm-hmm. And remember, over like the last Jordan couple Peele. Years, there are now new Academy members.
Right.
Because they finally started opening it up uh-huh. again. It's not all old white
guys.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly white guys. So Get Out could have a really good chance.
I really
And,
hope so.
I mean, it's crazy that it came out early
2017. Right, early. Right, exactly.
And it's still
out there.
Yeah. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to supporting actress.
Okay, so here's the nominees. Mary J. Blige for Mudbound, which I still haven't seen. It's on Netflix. Allison Janney, I, Tonya, Leslie Manville, Phantom Thread, Laurie Metcalf, Lady Bird, and Octavia Spencer, The Shape of Water. I think it's going to be Allison Janney, and I think it should be Allison Janney.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who I think will win and who should win.
Right.
She is fantastic.
Fantastic in
if
that movie.
Somebody else has to win. Laurie Metcalf.
How was she in Lady Bird? I mean, I love Laurie Metcalf in general. She's just...
And Octavia Spencer is my favorite, mm-hmm. but she just didn't have a big role in Shape of Water.
No, and I mean, truthfully, it's the same kind of stuff Octavia Spencer plays in every movie.
Right.
And I love her, and she's always, and she was great in the movie, but yeah, I just...
It needs
does it need
different.
An Oscar?
But Allison Janney, she's kind of like Tilda Swinton. They can just transform themselves
exactly.
into something completely
and she's
different.
Just like... Amazing mm-hmm. every time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we'll move on to supporting actor. We have William Dafoe, The Florida Project, Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Richard Jenkins, The Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer, as we mentioned earlier, All the Money in the World. And of course, that was a substitution for Kevin
Spacey.
After
all that stuff came out.
And Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards as well, Outside Ebbing,
Missouri.
All right.
Who's your picks?
My picks for who I think will win and should win are the same person, Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Woody Harrelson was great in Three Billboards as well.
Great.
I mean, he was amazing.
And Richard Jenkins. Really good at
I mean,
Shape of Water.
He's just great in everything, and I loved him in Shape of Water. I mean, I'm sure Christopher Plummer is amazing too, and All the Money in the World. I didn't see it, and I'm sure William Dafoe. Like, this is all these are all great actors, but yeah, I think just Sam Rockwell in that movie was just. So good because you despise him through so much of it.
But a lot of people have that's the problem they have with having with Three Billboards is because of his character development.
Mm-hmm.
So
I loved it. I mean, it's just it was so good. Anyway, I think he's gonna win it. Honestly, if he doesn't, I mean, who knows? But I do think he's gonna win. Okay, so lead actress in a film, we have Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water. Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Margot Robbie, I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird, and the Meryl Streep, The Post. I mean, honestly, I think who should win, Frances, and then who I think is going to win is Frances McDormand. What do you think?
Yeah, I still love Margot Robbie and I, Tonya.
I mean, she was fantastic, but I mean, truly, I think it's going to be Frances McDormand. Because she, I mean, it was incredible. That whole movie.
But again, she's still kind of playing a character that she normally plays. That's but true. It was just the material was right. How she handled her technique and everything was fantastic.
And I really liked Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water. And again, Margot Robbie
To play a mute, too.
Right, right.
Okay, a lot of people also took issue with that because they feel like it should have been a mute playing that role. I mean, but that's showing how you have to show range and all that. But
and like I said, it would be amazing if Margot Robbie got this, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
And the only reason I don't think it's going to happen is because it's not nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me a little concerned about Allison Janney. But again, it's a supporting role. So that's
Exactly.
The rules are a little different for that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so lead actor. We have Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, Denzel Washington, Roman J. Israel Esquire.
So I think it's going to be Gary Oldman, who would I want to win. Daniel Kaluuya would be really cool. You know, Timothy Chalamet, just because he's gotten a lot of buzz about that. But I think it's going to be Gary Oldman. I didn't see The Darkest Hour, so I don't know. But
it's just another Winston Churchill. Gary Oldman's great. Yeah. Again, he will probably win.
Probably win.
I like Daniel, but I think Timothy Chalamet actually should win. You haven't seen Call Me By Your Name, but some of the scenes are incredible because he goes in a sentence from Italian to English to Latin.
Yeah, like, that's pretty incredible.
It's impressive. Like. And he's very young. Like, he's a fantastic actor. So, but again, Daniel Kaluuya, too. I mean, he's great in Get Out. And he's really good in Black Panther.
I bet. Yeah. I know. So, I don't know. I mean, but then we could also see Daniel Day-Lewis win it. Just because he's Daniel Day-Lewis. And this is his last film. And he's retiring from acting.
I don't know. But
you never know.
You're right. You just never
know. Right.
But again, if the Academy is how it's been, if history has anything to say about it, it will be Gary Oldman.
Right.
All right, so that leads us to Best Picture.
All right, so here are the nominees for Best Picture. Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So I think Three Billboards should win, and I think it will win. Maybe. I mean, for the most, that's the one I'm head-leaning to heavily. But there are so many great movies in this category that it's hard to tell. I mean, I could see, I mean, if Get Out were to win it, I mean, could you imagine, like, how great would that be? That would be great. I mean, it's a great, it's a great movie. Like I said, it's different.
It's got legs. I'll say
It's got legs. Right. I don't think it's a counted out completely.
Right.
The Post, I could see that one winning just because of what it is. Same with The Darkest Hour. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Or Dunkirk, as you say.
If you, here's what we need to watch for. Supporting actress, that won't be any indication. Supporting actor, I don't think that one's a good one either to look at. But lead actress, if for some reason Frances McDormand doesn't get it, then I think then we know that everything's going to be turned on its head.
True. Very true.
And if lead actor and lead actress are not Meryl Streep, or not Meryl Streep, sorry, Frances McDormand or Gary Oldman, and it's like a complete upset, then we're going to know Best Picture is, then Best Picture will be also turned on its head. But if we see Jordan Peele win for Get Out, then you know it's all going to, and the same thing could be said for lead actor. If Daniel Kaluuya gets Get Out, if Get Out gets any of these other nominations, other awards, then the Best Picture is now thrown up in the air.
Right, yeah.
And that's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Yeah, I agree. We do need some, I'm glad they're finally starting to get some diversity in these things.
Right.
I think we still have a long way to go, but, you know, it's great. You know, and they it really comes down to if they're really going to start awarding people or they're just throwing these in there for, you know, to appease certain groups.
Unfortunately, and we talk about this in the fall, like whenever I'm doing my reviews, I always talk about this is an Oscar bait movie. This is Oscar bait.
Right.
I wish that wasn't the case, and we could see Wonder Woman.
Right.
Wonder Woman.
Agreed.
If we could see, even though like The Last Jedi I don't think is award worthy.
Right.
But it was amazing to watch.
Right.
Visually.
Yeah. Exactly.
Last Jedi. I mean, that shouldn't be in like, there. But, I think again,
there's so much Wonder more Woman. To
yeah.
two movies than, oh, here's a movie with a really dark script or great performance. Like, you can have right. a
actual... I, Tanya should
right,
have
with
there
great
well.
Performances, great writing. You can have... it doesn't necessarily have to be one of these Oscar bait movies. And mm-hmm. I wish the Academy would embrace that more.
But
I
then
do.
You have other people who will say, well, we don't want it to be the MTV Movie Awards. Where they just... they pick the most popular movies... and
so that's not, you know,
right.
Like Wonder Woman was a good movie. It had great, mm-hmm. It was just great all around, you know. And it just sucks that it wasn't even considered, you know. And
or even I Tonya.
Or I Tonya, exactly.
You have actors in the categories, right. but you don't have it for Best Picture. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And then, what else? Best Director. See, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't always go hand in hand, Best Director and Best Picture, but...
yeah.
Again, if Jordan Peele gets Best Director
right.
for Get Out,
mm-hmm.
all bets are off in everything, every other category, right. but the director's at the end, so we won't know. But anyway,
right.
that will...
right.
Anyway.
Right.
Again, if the established lead, you know,
mm-hmm.
leading... nominees don't get
right.
awarded,
then that's
then
yeah, yeah.
and right. that'll be fun. That'll actually be fun.
That
to
will
watch.
Be fun, exactly. Instead of the same people who win all the
right.
time, right?
Well, I will be in.
You'll be
Mexico,
in Mexico.
during this.
Yes.
So, but I will. I will definitely be watching.
Good.
I will be paying attention very closely. Very closely. So, anyway, we love again, guys. We love talking about all of this. And
we do.
We'll definitely be watching.
Definitely.
And, you know, we always like your feedback, and you can always find us on all social media, A Gal and A Gay.
Yep. Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. You can also email us, agalandagay@gmail.com, or go to our website, agalandagaypodcast.com, and you can reach us through there as well. So you can find all our podcasts there. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever mm-hmm. else you get your podcast. You can find us. So
yeah, and yeah. I guess we can tease ahead. Our next podcast will be 147,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be talking about the new Netflix series,
Queer Eye for a Straight Guy.
Nope, just nope. Queer Eye.
Just Queer Eye. That's right. They took away the straight guy mm-hmm. part, which
even
is a
they're...
reboot of Queer Eye for a Straight Guy.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yes. So we have started watching it, and we will mm-hmm. go over that and tell you what we think. And...
yes, we should watch more episodes and talk about it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, you can always rate us, find us, talk to us. We'll bring you into the conversation.
That's right. Okay. All right. Until next time, guys. Bye bye.